We're on the road once again.
You do that on purpose.
That's bad.
Trying to block. You sure don't.
That's bad.
Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike. We made this. We're on the road once again, taking you youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. I'm over here on the Detroit side, and I got the man here for the Tigers. I'm going to let him introduce himself, my Chicago audience.
Kerry Carpenter, outfielder for the Tigers.
So
every kid's dream of being in the big leagues. You're in the big leagues. What's that experience like?
It's pretty special. It's a blessing. And I try not to take any day for granted. Sometimes it's just baseball still. So sometimes you go through slumps. Sometimes you have highs. But just taking every day for what it is, enjoying it. Like, got a bunch of friends on the team. So just not making it a bigger deal than it actually is. Like, we really still are just playing a game and just trying to take that mentality into every single day.
So they say grown man playing a kid's game.
Exactly. Couldn't put it better.
I've always told my guys it's all about having an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So what did you do to get that exposure?
You know the saying, like, if you hit, like, they'll find a place for you, or, like, if you hit, somebody will find you. And that was kind of how it worked for me. Like, I could hit a little bit, so I ended up going to, I ended up going to a JUCO for a couple years because I was a late bloomer in high school. Uh-huh. Hit a little bit there, hit a little bit at Virginia Tech, and then made some noise in the minor leagues in 2022, so last year.
Virginia Tech, you was out there with the big boys, huh?
A little bit. The ACC was fun to play in, and we had some good players on our team. So, yeah, just do something special for people.
You said you could hit a little. So what was your batting averages along that road? What was your average batting average?
Man, and JUCO is probably average like high 300s, and then I hit 260 in AA in 2021. And then 300 in double AAA last year.
You went out there and got in beast mode, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So you, what you said, you was trying to show off, huh?
Exactly. I had to because I wasn't a high pick, so yeah. I had to make noise to make it up here.
So you got somebody's attention.
I got somebody's attention. Praise the Lord for that.
So what is it like when you're going into minor leagues? I mean, you know, I hear it didn't change a lot. Torrey Hunter told me about peanut butter and jelly sandwich, $10 a day meal money.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it and kind of upgraded since them days.
It's definitely upgraded a little bit, but it's still not the best clubhouse. It's not the best stadiums, not playing in front of big crowds until you get to AAA, really. So it's definitely a grind every single day for 6 months straight, so.
Still not staying in no big time hotels either.
No, not really. So they make you really earn those up here. So
you sometimes find yourself along the way just ready to give up. I can't deal with it no more. I'm walking away from this game.
There's definitely some times that really beat you down, but man, if you can find a way to get through those and stay confident through those and limit the amount of time. It, like, you stay in a slump like that or in a mentality like that, that's really what it takes.
So then you get up here and you find out it's heaven on earth in the big leagues.
I wouldn't say heaven on earth, but it is a little more comfortable of a lifestyle up here.
You get to fly, you get the own room, you get a chef back there to prepare your meal. I call that havoc.
It's pretty nice. It's a blessing. I mean, every single day is just, it's incredible. I try not to take anything for granted.
So what's it like being in Detroit?
I like it. I'm not a cold weather guy, but being up there during the summer is perfect. So it's a nice city. There's nice areas around it. Like, it's beautiful during the summer when we're up here.
And then you just so happen to come in at one of the future Hall of Famers and stars of the game, be on the same team with Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, that's pretty special. I mean, a player I grew up watching for 20 years, and then finally get to share a dugout with him. Like, I'm hitting behind him sometimes, he's hitting behind me. I'm like, man, that's another thing that's pretty surreal too.
Do you pick his brain sometime about this game?
A lot, yeah. He's out there in the cage, or he was just out there in the cage when we were hitting, and we all just were just kind of pegging him with questions. So I don't know if he's tired of us doing that, but it's pretty cool.
So I meant to, a lot of people don't know the average lifetime of Major League ball plus 2 to 3 years. I mean, what do you do to prolong your life in the big leagues?
I don't know. The saying is always that it's hard to get here and it's even harder to stay. Mm-hmm. And so they make adjustments to you really quickly up here, the other pitchers. And if you can make adjustments back, and if your swing and your approach is good enough to make those adjustments, and I mean, you can. There's success to be had up here, and that's kind of what you got to do. Like, you got to hit. You got to do something special up here. So there's a lot of guys that play Gold Glove defense and they don't hit as well. There's a lot of guys that hit pretty well who they just find a place to put them in the field. So you got to do something special to stay here.
I'm gonna hit you these last two questions. Mm-hmm. First major league hit.
Here against Liam Hendricks last year, I think August 13th or so.
What you do with the game?
I think it's in my mom's house right now.
Mom got it. See, there you go. I take that.
Yep.
First major league home run.
Off of Eli Morgan. I went back to back in Cleveland with Jonathan Scope, and fastball out over the plate and hit it out first pitch.
What you do with that ball?
I think that's back home too.
Mom
with
got that
mom,
one too.
Yeah.
Mom, you on the mm-hmm. road?
Mm-hmm.
All right, last question. Every kid dreams playing in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. Get that call if you're going to big leagues. Walk in the locker room for the first time. See your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Man, it was pretty surreal. There's probably a million thoughts going through my head the day I debuted last year. I don't even know exactly what was going on in my head, but I was just like, man, I just want to enjoy every second of this.
Did you walk in the locker room or did you float in the locker room?
I think I walked, but man, you could have fooled me either way. So,
did you cry?
No, I didn't actually. I'm sure my mom
cried.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
that. Oh, my baby yep. in the big league.
Yep, yep. So it was cool.
Coach, take your youngs behind the scenes with the man.
Sure,
appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
God bless.
Join our dynamic league. Elite Baseball 4, 1.us. Chicago Southland Fall Baseball. Engaging schedule. Our games take place on Sundays, in addition to featuring an exciting Tuesday and Thursday league that offers competitive play and opportunities for growth. This program is proudly open to passionate players aged 17 to 60, welcoming both seasoned athletes and newcomers alike. Experience the thrill of the game from September through November, showcasing your skills and building lifelong friendships along the way. Don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to be part of a supportive and enthusiastic baseball community. Register today to ensure your spot and step onto the field with a dedicated team. Visit elitebaseball411.us, elitebaseball411.us, to sign up now. On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, and visit our website.